Hello, hello, and welcome to the Blather North Podcast. I'm Barry Kavanagh. This is the second podcast. Last time, you heard me talk to a chef. This time, I'll be interviewing Tolef Berger from Toyen, the band. So I'll be backstage with him before he and his bandmate Tostein do their big reunion gig, which happens at a birthday party for the radio show Supersonic Summer. So yeah, that's this week's podcast, so hope you enjoy it. Yeah, enough of that. Hey, yeah, I found Tolef backstage, so I can interview him about Toyen and this reunion gig. If you have anything to say about that, Tolef?
Well, I'm, as football managers say in England, I'm delighted that we are reunited. I'm delighted.
And earlier we were I was talking with Tostein about the PlayStation thing, how the music's made in PlayStation, and that was all based on poverty, wasn't it? You had nothing else to make music on. There was no even pots and pans in the kitchen cupboard.
Yeah, that's true. We both come from poor families in Norway, and we didn't have much back then. But we had a PlayStation, and it was Tosh that started the whole thing, and he made a few songs on this program called Music. It was only called Music, the first program. On PlayStation 1, as we say now, but it was actually not called PlayStation 1. It was called the PlayStation or a PSX. So many people refer to us now as a PlayStation 1 band, but that's silly, because there were never a PlayStation called PlayStation 1. Just like the Back to the Futures movie. It wasn't called Back to the Future 1. It was called Back to the Future.
The other thing is that Tostein said you were 110% human.
He did. Yeah, that's true, because it's been quite a lot of rumors and myths about my person. At the time, people thought I was the son of God, and there was also a time where people thought that I was a robot, and
yeah, with metal parts inside your body.
Yeah, right. And it's been tough, and it's been some tough years for me now, because of those rumors and myths, and but at the same time, I also sometimes I like to have that rumors about me, so I did things to confirm them, but
especially the Son of God stuff.
The Son of God stuff went a bit too far, because I more or less took over a quite big, I don't remember the English word, menighet.
No, I don't know that one. Is it some kind of religious word?
Menighet, that's, you know, that's a part of a church.
Oh yeah, the front or the back of the church, or the side?
No, the menighet is the one that follows one church, so they are in the whole called menighet.
Oh, it's like a whole kind of type of...
No, it's like, for instance, a Christian society or a group of people that follow the same belief.
Okay, yeah, like a little kind of branch of Christianity.
Yeah, yeah. And I more or less took over a couple of quite big... Big menheads here in Oslo. It was more than 8,000 people who actually thought I was the son of God, and if I can say it now, I really regret it, because I didn't know what forces I was playing with then, but they're not doing so fine now. Those 8,000 people there, I fucked up their lives. So,
well, I think it's all fun and games, and it's quite good fun being the son of God until Good Friday, or Long Freitag, as you call it, and then they want to crucify you.
Yeah, of course. And I had some angry Jews after me during Easter, a couple of years,
and surely Romans as well, because I mean, crucifixion was a Roman state punishment.
Yeah, both the Jews and the Romans, and also the Jewish Romans were after me at one point. But I survived, and but there are still people who believe that I was actually dead for 3 days.
I think we've all been dead for at least 3 days in the modern world, at least with the kind of additives that are in the drinks we drink. But Tosstein said that your music wasn't techno. Do you agree with that?
That it wasn't techno?
He said it was more like electronic pop or something like that, he said.
Yeah, I would say. I would say it's somewhere in the pop genre. Yeah, I agree with him. It's not techno.
And the poster says that you're legendary, that the Tsuya and the band is legendary.
Yeah, that's true. We are legendary.
Yes, there's no doubt about that, really.
No, I haven't still heard anyone who disagrees with that. It wasn't... before this concert, the poster said the legendary Tsuya, and we didn't ask them to do that, but... But when we saw the posters, we really agreed. We are legendary.
Cool. Would you like to talk about something from the list? I have this list that I'm asking all sorts of people to pick a topic. And then this is because all these topics are interesting to people outside Norway who will be listening to this. Yeah. So we have the wheel, physical beauty, happiness, Nynorsk, hair, how to make a mistake in public, a Norwegian sentence, today's newspaper, Nordhaven, Grønneier. That's 10 topics.
Yeah. So choose one and talk about it. I see it's many exciting topics. But after what happened to me this summer, I have to pick topic 9, Nordhaven.
Ah, yeah. Somebody actually did say that you had a lot to say about that. Now, Nordhaven, that means a port of refuge. So it's like a town that's on the sea where you can take refuge. Is that right?
No, that's not right at all. Nordhaven is it's in the... And Nordhavn can be anywhere. If you can help me to translate the two words that it's... it's off. Nerd is in English.
Nerd, it's not like Ned, no? It's
When you're in nerd, you are in kind of a danger, in kind of...
So you're seeking, you're looking for help.
Yeah. And a havn is just a harbor.
Yeah.
So to seek, in Norwegian should say, søke nødhavn, it's to seek this harbor, is that... That this is international sea law.
Yeah, but in the dictionary it did say port of refuge. So that would be like if you're in danger, it's a place where you can park your boat, or if you're going to sink. Right?
Because you can seek Nødhavn anywhere if you are in danger at sea. And this is the international law. It's not specially Norwegian. This is international law that you have some rights if you are in danger. If you are out in your boat and it's a storm, you can seek Nødhavn.
Yeah, it's the same.
And you can do stuff that maybe is not legally normally legally. So you can, if you are in a critical situation, you can take a boat and you can go into shore, anywhere we want to.
Yeah, without papers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as these emergency landings that, that airplanes have.
Yeah, it's yeah, kind of the same.
So what happened to you?
Oh, I had a few accidents at sea. I sail a lot. I came from the grew up on the coast in the south of Norway, in near a town called Grimstad, and I had some few accidents, like I had this summer, because me and my new friend Erling were going with my wooden boat. It's a beautiful boat I bought last about a year ago now, that I've completely restored during the winter, and it's built in 1936. So it was in it was actually my boat was actually the one who sank Blücher. The international audience may not know what Blücher is, but no. Blücher was the first attack on Norway during World War II.
So your boat sank some kind of German warship.
Yeah, and it's still unofficial because it was this this military festning, a castle down in the Oslofjord around Drøbak, who took all the honor off because they shot down Blücher. That was the first attack that the Germans did on Norway during the war. But I'm some kind of a hobby historian.
Yeah.
I read historian. Some books, and more clues are leading to that my boat actually was the one who sank Blücher.
How can a small boat like that sink a warship?
Because it's a great handcraft, it's powerful, and it's very, very sexy lines. So it can go around and you wouldn't even notice it.
But were there guns on board?
Probably, yeah.
That would help.
Yeah, that would help, yeah.
That's pretty interesting. But what happened to you? Did you get in danger at sea or something?
Yeah, I did, because me and my new friend Erling was going from my home place to Kristiansand because we were going to this survival trip together. We had some rules. We did not bring... We brought 1 liter of water, but the rest we should find in nature and eat it. And and I also brought about 1 liter of vodka because... and we were just going to an island outside Grimstad, but then we found out, we looked at our watches and said, okay, we actually have 6 hours to come to Kristiansand and we can still get beer there at night.
Yeah.
So we decided to go to Kristiansand. And as I said, I had only with vodka. That was because of a safety measure. Because if we brought like beer, we would have to pee all the time and stand up on the deck, and it would be kind of dangerous. So we were afraid of falling in the sea. So as a safety measure, I only brought vodka. And that worked very good until a very dangerous part, one of the dangerous part in whole Europe called Kvosefjorden before Kristiansand. It was really tough. It was... The waves was 3 or 4 meters high, and it all things worked well, but I lost my what the English word is, but my steering pin. So I lost my steering pin, and I had to jump after it into the sea.
Wow!
Into the cold Norwegian sea, and but I lost it. So my new good friend Erling helped me up in the boat, and it was okay. It was a bit cold, I can admit, but I served in the Foreign Legion in France for 3 years, and I have some. So I've been in critical situations before, so I never panicked anything.
You couldn't steer the boat.
No, we couldn't steer the boat after that. So we had to use some knowledge we both had because we are both seamen, and we managed to steer the boat just by moving around in the boat. So It's kind of advanced, but shortly.
Are you saying you ran from one end of the boat to the other just to steer it, like just by throwing your shoulders against each end of the boat?
It's just about weight. So if you lean on the left side, it will go to the right, and as soon as you manage that, you are okay.
Wow!
But many people would have panicked in that situation, and it was most dramatically. So,
well, a son of God doesn't panic. But did you go into one of these Nødhavn? Did you go into some safe ports?
Yeah, we did. And
where was that?
It was just outside Kristiansand. We did have a map, but we couldn't find exactly where it was. But then we had the possibility to break into cabins at the place to survive.
Oh yeah, so it was legal for you to break into people's holiday cabins.
Yeah.
So there was no pub, so you never knew whether you would have made the closing time or not.
No. After that happened, that I fell into water, that plan was not so. Because it was survival after that incident. After I went into the cold Norwegian Sea, it was a matter of survival, not going to the pub.
Was there any vodka left?
Not much. No. And we drank pretty much, and that's we had this called sjøhøring, a hearing, the day after.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just me and Erling. we were going through what happened and what could we have done different to avoid this, and we were pretty much happy. But and we survived, and it made us stronger to be so close to death.
Yeah, do you know what I've been thinking about the last week? There's a lot of people feeling each other's arses on the street these days. Is that a trend?
I think so. I started with it in 94 or 95, and I've seen people doing it all around now. So it's
Because normally it's like, oh, leave that for the bedroom, but now they're just doing it in public.
Yeah, I do, and I think it's a good thing. But I don't like if a couple do it. I like if grown men do it. Maybe your working colleagues or something. Then I like it, but not like a sex thing, like a friend thing. I like it.
Oh, more like the friendly pat on the arse.
Yeah,
I've seen couples doing it though.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's a bit disconcerting.
They should stop.
Get a room.
Yeah, get a room.
Great. Okay, I think that's the interview, and I think you're psyched for the gig. Would you call yourself psyched?
I would say I'm psyched. Yeah.
I don't know who invented that word psyched. It's probably not. It's probably American or something. Is it?
I think it is. I think it was a Seinfeld episode once about a guy being psyched, and they made fun of it.
Yeah,
and after that I liked it.
Yeah,
it's
now we're using that word.
Yeah.
Okay, great, thanks.